Are you finding it difficult to get a girlfriend? Maybe you've tried all of the tricks in your book, but they are just not working. When something is not working, sometimes the best thing to do is to take a different approach, because whatever you've done, you've exhausted it. Psychology is the study of the human mind and its functions, especially those affecting behaviour. And if you have been struggling to get a girlfriend, well, psychology could help you. It also allows us to look inside and understand a human brain, which means we can understand a woman's brain much better. You guessed it. In today's video, we are going to look at psychological tips that you can use to get yourself a girlfriend. Like and subscribe and get ready for today's video. Being an optimist. Optimist is when you are hopeful and uber confident about the future of something. It's basically when you are looking on the bright side of life. And being an optimist is great for many reasons, including being more cheerful, attracting more positive things, and making those around you happy. And when it comes to landing your dream girl, well, optimism can surely help. If you are always positive when you are around her and you don't sweat the small stuff, she will be thinking, wow, he really can face anything. Psychologically, you being an optimist will make her feel happy and safe, which are both important feelings to have before you enter into a relationship. Be passionate about something. What are you really, truly passionate about? Spend a moment to think about the answer to that question. Girls love it when a man has a passion and they are most definitely looking for a partner that has something they are passionate about. So remember, it does not have to be a career, although of course this could also be a passion. Maybe you have a love for sports, you have a certain craft, or you love reading. Whatever it is, make it known to your lady. If you don't have anything that you are especially passionate about, then before you start looking for a girlfriend, find something. Because girls love men who are passionate about something because it makes them interesting, and long term, they want someone who will keep them entertained. Be hygienic. You might be wondering why hygiene has anything to do with psychology, but it's actually very, very important. Now, girls like men who are well-groomed and can look after themselves. So this means the obvious, wearing deodorant, shaving, keeping your hair trimmed, wearing fresh clothes and dressing nicely. Make sure to also wear cologne so that you smell amazing. Girls simply do not want a guy who takes no pride in the way that he looks. It's just not attractive. Psychologically, a woman is more attracted to a hygienic man because, well, if he can look after himself, he can look after her. Be funny. This is at the top of a girl's list when they are searching for a lifelong romantic partner. They want a man who is able to make them laugh. But if you don't think that you are very funny, that's fine. As long as you can deliver a bad joke with confidence, it's still going to work. I mean, that's how dad jokes work, right? So it definitely is true. Girls love men who can tell jokes because, like being passionate about something, it also keeps them interesting. Do not be desperate. When men appear desperate, it makes them look weak. And in a woman's mind, weak men cannot provide for her and they are therefore just not good partners. They want men who can support them and take charge when needed. So if you are pleading and begging for them, it's desperate, and immediately their minds will tell them to avoid you. So instead of acting in a desperate way, have a casual conversation with the girl and let her come to you. You will have a lot more luck and things will get going in your way. Be a friend. I get it. You want to be her boyfriend, not her friend. But sometimes the best relationships actually bloom from a friendship. Being friends first lets you really get to know each other before you dive into that relationship. So the trick here is to just be friends for a while and then start mentioning dates that you get to go on. And suddenly, subconsciously, she will start thinking of you as more than a friend. She might be a little jealous that these other girls get to go on a date with you. You might notice that she wants to spend more time with you and she might ask you questions about your dates. So eventually, she will be the one who will want to make the first move, and then that friendship will blossom into a relationship. It's all about being patient. Be confident, but not too touchy. Girls really love confident men. It goes all the way back to the hunting and gathering days when men used to go out and hunt for food. They were confident that they would catch something and bring it back for the lady to enjoy. Psychologically, ladies love this type of confidence as it was what their ancestors looked for in partners. So make sure to display your confidence, but don't be overly touchy. Girls like it when their space is respected. So if you do touch her all of the time, well, she's gonna think that all you really want her for is sex. And yeah, tell her a secret. Secrets build trust. When someone gives us information that they only trust us with, well, we end up trusting them more. This is especially true for ladies who love it when a man opens up to them. In the past, super masculine men were what women wanted, but now women want men who can talk about their feelings and be open and be honest. If you were to tell her a secret, she would think, wow, he's trusted me with that. It would unlock her part of the brain that lets her truly know that she can trust you and that you are the right guy for her. Add in some banter. Do not be boring. Women love a guy who is witty with their conversation and can keep her on her toes. Banter does not need to be extremely clever, it just needs to be entertaining. So I think of banter like a tennis match. When you play tennis, you hit the ball back and forth until one of you effectively drops the ball. You build up that momentum and you almost jump out of your skin with excitement, wondering who will be the person to miss the shot. Now this goes for banter. It's a verbal tennis match and it's your job to keep up. If it is something that you struggle with, try it with your friends or brush up your skills with family members. Girls love a guy who can match up to what she brings to the table. So if she brings banter, you should as well. Be an individual and create your identity. Girls absolutely love it when a man stands out from the crowd. It's just like jewelry, the rare pieces are the best. So if you want to land a girlfriend, you need to be yourself and have a strong identity. It might sound strange to say, because creating an identity would normally mean not being yourself. But in this case, guys, I mean creating an identity around the things that make you you. Maybe it's your taste in fashion or your love of music. Whatever it is, play it to your strengths and use this to win over your girl. Be attentive. Psychologically, a girl wants a man who is going to pay attention to her and look after her. So if you have landed a date with her, make sure to be attentive. Listen to what she says and be interested. If you can, remember something important that she may have brought up, like where her sister lives, and bring it up later. It shows that you care about her and that as a boyfriend, well, you would be a great person. Have similar interests. Find out what interests the girl who you want to be your girlfriend has before you start dating seriously. You can do this by simply asking her what she's interested in, and girls are normally very happy to answer this question. So having similar interests as this girl lets you know what you will both enjoy when you are together. Psychologically though, it lets her know that you will both have things to do together when the relationship progresses. Be witty. Have some fun and be witty when you are having a conversation with your lady. Girls absolutely love it when a guy is quick with his wit. Again, it tells her subconscious that you can keep up with her, which is something she's looking for in a boyfriend. Compliment her. Girls absolutely love it when guys pay them genuine compliments as it boosts their confidence. When you boost a girl's confidence, well, it's gonna let off those hormones and tells her brain that being around you makes her feel good, which means, well, she's gonna want to do that a little bit more often. Be trustworthy and honest. You need to be someone that she can rely on and trust. So always be upfront and honest with her, and she will have no reason to not trust you. A girl's brain can be a little bit strange, and I can say that. So if a man is always honest and upfront, our brains will stop second guessing things, and the relationship will always be on the horizon. Add red to your outfit. The colour red symbolises love and a fiery passion, so wearing it is going to send that psychological message to the girl's brain, and she will start to think about how she is in a romantic setting, even if you guys are only chatting at the supermarket. Wearing red on dates can really get things moving along a little bit quicker. Reverse psychology. You can use reverse psychology, but be sure that you know what you are doing first. For example, you could say, "You know what, I don't think I'm the right guy for you." And she will start to think to herself, "Why does he think he's not right for me?" Her brain will start thinking about you more and she will start to build a little obsession. And after all, we all want things that we can't have, right? The consistency bias. Basically, this is when you try to get someone to do something for you. It can be something as simple as asking them if you can make a call on their phone, or if you work together, asking if they can make you a coffee. And you're probably thinking, but how does this make them like me more? Well, it's quite simple. When you do something for someone else, your brain starts to think that you like them, so it gets that ball in motion. Go out for spicy food. You heard that right. Spicy food gets our hearts racing, which is why it's a great thing to do on a first date. When our hearts beat faster, our brains get excited, and we release hormones that let us know that the person we are with is a great catch. So if you are planning a date, Indian, Mexican, or Thai food might be the best options. Ask her many questions. Girls love questions being asked, and they absolutely love answering them even more. The reason is it shows that you are interested, and she knows that this is something she wants in a partner. So if you are on a date with a girl, have some questions ready, and her mind will register your interest. If you think I missed something from today's video, let me know down in the comments. Give me a huge thumbs up and consider subscribing to make my day. But if you want to get your name rolling up next to my face like these amazing people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below to find out a little bit more. Have an amazing day. See you soon.